I check my phone. Whose kid is this? And it says, tornado warning. Take cover now in a basement. Ooh, my heart started beating so fast. I said, oh my God, do we even have a basement? I don't even know. Because I'm from California. We don't do basements in California. That's dangerous because there could be an earthquake. I wake up my husband. I was like, babe, we got an alert on the phone. It says there's going to be a tornado. We got to go in the basement. Do we have a basement? Now, my husband is an army brat. He grew up everywhere. He spent a lot of time in Kansas, and he was like, oh, we used to get these all the time. Don't even worry about it. Just go back to sleep. To sleep? But they just woke me up. I don't think that's what they want. He was like, what county is it in? Oh yeah, that's like 5 miles away. We're good. We could watch it from the front. Watch. He went back to sleep. Wasn't even stressed at all. I got up. I said, oh no, this is an emergency. We sleep with one of those sleep sound machines that plays like the rain sounds. So we were already in the midst of a storm. We had our own storm going on. It was on surround sound, so it was real loud. There was stuff blowing up on the windows, but I didn't even notice because I just thought it was a good episode that night. I was like, ooh, this one's realistic. Favorite. I get up. I turn the sleep machine off. And that is when we can hear the tornado sirens outside. Then my husband, go, get up, go. Get up, go. What? But you said we could watch it. We both start freaking out. I'm grabbing things we don't even need, like Windex, a stapler. Where do we go? Turns out we do have a basement. Guess where it is? Outside. Like we're in the Wizard of Oz. We keep it locked for safety. And we keep the key in the junk drawer in the kitchen. You highly underestimate what you consider junk until you're in an emergency situation. I don't know how you guys keep your junk drawers at home. Maybe you're highly organized. I open up my drawer, I gotta sift through a bunch of dead batteries, expired coupons, hella rubber bands. We don't even use rubber bands. But every time we get one, we gotta save it. Why? What is so sacred about a rubber band that we can't throw it away? Whether it came wrapped around the newspaper or asparagus, it's in the drawer now. And that asparagus rubber band, that's a good one. Ooh. We better save this. Got about 86 keys in here. We don't even have 86 locks. Finally find the basement key. We go outside, unlock the door, get down into the basement, and that is when we realize that we are fully unprepared for this situation. We have no emergency necessities down there, no water, no food, no batteries, nothing. Just me, my husband, and hella spiders. And they were all looking at me real suspect-like, too. Like they recognized me. That's her. Listen, ma'am. I know you weren't expecting this today. But this is from my homie Bubba right here. While we were trying to figure out what part of the city we wanted to live in, my husband and I were staying in a studio apartment. Now, I don't know if anybody here has ever lived in a studio apartment before, but when you're young and single, that's banging. It's convenient. Like, you'll be in your living room watching TV. You're like, you know what? I'm tired. I want to go lay down in the bedroom. Boom, already there. Convenient when you're young and single. However, studio apartment living when you're married isn't real conducive to staying married. Because you have no personal space. Like at our old house, if we got on each other's nerves, he goes to this room, I go to that room, we cool off, we're fine. Now in a studio apartment, if we get in an argument, when we're done arguing, we just gotta keep looking at each other's stupid faces. You know how hard that is? That is challenging. That should be a TikTok challenge. Do that one. And my husband's good looking. Typically, he's really fun to look at. But if we have been arguing, I will make all his pretty features real ugly real quick. I'll be like, you know what? You see how your teeth are perfectly straight and you don't need a retainer? That's annoying. And like, we get it. You have perfect bone structure. Honestly, you have no character in your face. Get a scar. If we get into an argument, my husband doesn't want to call it an argument. He wants to call it a talkament. Just the fact that he wants to call it a talkament, to me, now we're in a full-blown argument. He wants to call it a talkament because he wants to talk it out. Let's get to the bottom of it. Let's get to the root of the problem. And when my husband talks it out, he likes to talk in circles. Circles are his favorite shape. He likes to say the same thing he just said, but a little bit differently. Because he's talking it out. And when my husband talks it out, he likes to ask a lot of questions. Questions, 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 questions. He thinks he's being inquisitive. I think that I'm on the stand and I need to defend myself in a court of law. Questions, 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 questions. Yeah, I know you said that, but why? No, I know that's what you said, but why? I don't know why. Yes, you do. Objection, badgering a witness. He's like, overruled, but why? No, I know that's what you said, but why? Because that's how I feel. Okay, that's your feelings, but what's your facts, though? That's how you feel, but what are your facts to support your feelings? Oh, you're stupid. That's my facts. And it's not that my husband is stupid. It's just that I don't know how to talkament. I can start in a talkament. We're just having a conversation. We're both calm until he triggers me, which is like sentence number 3. And then next thing you know, here come my emotions. They weren't even invited to this party. But they showed up, all pedo, ready to say some stuff. The more questions he asks, the more worked up they get. Questions, 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 questions. Next thing you know, here go my emotions out of my mouth. And when I'm in an argument, my words come out like little shanks. He's over here trying to talk him in, and I'm just like, now I have a bloody word massacre to clean up. Sorry. I didn't mean it. I was just trying to win. My therapist hates that joke. working on it, though. I am working on my communication. I wish I could be more like my friend Maya. She's so calm, cool, and collected all the time. One day I asked her, I was like, girl, do you ever get in an argument with your husband? She was like, yes. She started telling me about an argument they got in. And he had said something to her. And she was like, okay, see, when you say that, it makes me feel like what you're saying is I'm doing it wrong. And then he was like, oh, no, that's not how I meant it at all. I'm so sorry it came out that way. That was their argument. I'm sorry, what? How do you do that? Like, how many COVID swabs do you need up there to respond like that? Like, no emotions involved, just clearly communicating. When you say that, it makes me feel like what you're saying is I'm doing it wrong. Me, in that same conversation, oh, so I can't do nothing right then? Wow, so why you even married to me? I'm working on it. Living in a studio apartment when you're married, things that are normally easy are all of a sudden difficult, like watching TV. In a studio apartment, you have to both want to watch TV at the same time. Then you have to want to watch the same thing at the same volume preference. Now, I don't know if my husband is hard of hearing, but to him, if the TV is not at volume 85 or above, it might as well be on mute. God forbid I bring the volume down to 65. He will passive-aggressively put on the captions. It's his silent way of yelling at me. If my husband cannot feel the vibration of every word coming out of the TV, not loud enough. And we watch different stuff. My husband likes to watch UFC fights and the Hallmark Channel. He's very diverse. He's into extreme violence and Candace Cameron Bure. Me, I just want to watch anything murdery, rapey. Those are my shows. All the crime shows. If there is not an investigation to be had, a bad guy to be caught, a soothing narrator voice telling me how the woman's body was dragged behind the building, then I don't want to watch it. I like all the crime shows. Whether it's a network procedural drama like Law & Order, NCIS, SWAT, Criminal Minds, FBI, like anything Dick Wolf, yes, I'm gonna watch that. But I also love the docuseries shows, Forensic Files, The First 48. That's my show. And I travel a lot with stand-up, so a lot of times I go to cities that are always on that show. And I'll arrive in that city and I'll be like, oh my God, I'm in Dade County. I could totally get murdered right now. Like I get all starstruck. My favorite one is Law & Order SVU. Yes. Anybody watching the spin-off Organized Crime with Detective Stabler? Let's talk about Stabler for a second. Christopher Maloney plays Detective Elliot Stabler. He was on Law & Order SVU for a very long time. And then he left the show for 10 years. And then he came back. Now, I don't know what he did while he was away. I don't know what they call that. Intermittent fasting. protein shakes, keto, I don't know what he did. But when he got on the scene, I got flustered. I did. I was like, oh my God, Stiebler. Stop flirting with me. And the day after that premiere episode, he posted on Instagram that it was his 60th birthday. And I was like, wait a minute. Hold on. Do I have a crush on my dad's friend? What? That's weird, because Stiebler could get it. Let's go, 60. Watching TV with my husband is difficult, but at least it's not watching TV with my dad. That is a whole different experience. Like, if you come to the house and you start watching a movie with my dad, and they say way too many cuss words, he gets real religious. God forbid they say the F word, he'll be like, oh, forgive them, Father. My dad's the guy who, during an action scene, he is counting the amount of bullets coming out of a gun for accuracy. And the second they go over the allotted amount of bullets for that type of gun, he has something to say about it. You think you're just watching a movie, he's silently fact-checking. Ah, come on. 47 bullets and a Glock. This isn't real. Really, Dad? The bullets is what made it not real? Not the zombies they were shooting? And why is it so awkward when you're watching a movie with your parents and a sex scene comes on? I am a grown adult, and it is still awkward. And my dad makes it even worse because he gets visibly uncomfortable. He starts shifting around in his seat. He's sweating, mumbling things under his breath, like, great, now they're gonna do it.